showcasing stories from local sports clubs throughout Dublin, Kildare, Meath and Wicklow. This is From the Sidelines with the support of Comisiún na Meán.
I'm Dave Daly and welcome to From the Sidelines. This week we meet the guys at Leicester Celtic FC in Rathfarnham.
Hello, my name is Jerry Whelan. I'm the chairman of Leicester Celtic and it's great to have Radio Nova here with us on a very damp Saturday morning. We're a well-established club in the south side of Dublin and we cover predominantly the Rathfarnham, Dundrum, Churchtown and Nutgrove areas. Our history goes back to 1967 when the club was founded first. Michael Flaherty and a priest called Father C. Lee down in Rathgar, they decided to get a team together. They called themselves Leicester Celtic, and the reason they called themselves Leicester Celtic was after the Leicester Avenue, where I think they were both from, or in that area down in Rathgar. So we get that asked that question a lot, but there's the reason, that's the reason for it's Leicester Avenue. He started off with an under-17s team back in 1967, and basically it grew from that. One team playing in Bushy Park eventually moved to Marley Park, and now we're based in Loretta Park beside Nutgrove Shopping Centre. We have 56 teams in total, schoolboys, schoolgirls, 9 schoolgirls teams. We play in the Leinster Senior League. We have an over 35s team to play in the Amateur League. And we have an academy for young kids between the ages of 4 and 7, nearly 200 children registered in that. The club is really growing. Our aim in the club is to provide football and develop our players to play at all levels. Lots of coach development and support is given, which in turn helps our players. We've a number of past players who were, have reached the heights. Obviously, our number one player would be probably Damien Duff, you know, who's now doing a great job at Shells as head coach. We've Richard Sadlier, who played for Millwall, and of course Gavin Bazuno, who's now playing at Southampton. And currently, we also have Zach Delaney, whose dad Brian, or his granddad Brian, was chairman of the club. He's now playing for Arbroath in the Scottish Championship. He played in the cup final last year against Celtic in front of 51,000 people. So it was great to see Zach doing so well. And of course, you could go on and on about some League of Ireland players that came from Leicester, Paul Ozan from Pats, John Cody Rovers, Barry Murphy, great keeper from Bowes. You know, there's a long list of players who played for Leicester and now have League of Ireland experience.
Now Orla, a parent of two players, explains what the club means to them.
I am a mum of two Leicester Celtic members. I have a little boy, Flynn, who is under 12s, and my daughter, Ruby, who plays for the under 13s team. So Ruby and Flynn have both been playing for about a year for the club. I think there was a long waiting list, so they finally got in and they were delighted. As a parent, I've always been really, I've always been really impressed by the club and its sense of community, and also how much the parents get involved, how many volunteers are involved. So, I mean, I wouldn't have a huge involvement with the club on that side of it, but obviously when you come to matches, you're pitching in, putting bollards out, helping with whatever needs to be done, and you can really feel that sense of community with all the parents doing their bit, which is great. There's a lot of also standing around in the rain, but obviously that's the commitment you make when you've kids playing football. The kids love it. I mean, my son is, I can't get him to do a lot of things, but he'll never hesitate to get up and put on his football gear, so that's always great to bring him along. They have training 2 nights a week, and they obviously have games at the weekend, so it's busy. We have also a daughter who plays GAA, so it's kind of a constant roster of football games and training. It's an amazing club. I'm really, really thankful that the kids are in it. They pop down here themselves. You don't always have to drive them. We're a 5-minute walk away, so it's great. A lot of the games are played on the home pitches, so it's kind of handy for us. But you don't mind driving them around to different places either. So yeah, it's great, and I hope they're in it for the long haul. I hope they get a few more years out of it.
Now Michael, a coach from the girls section, explains how it has grown over the past 6 years.
I'm the assistant head of the girls section in Leicester Celtic. Our head is Sandra Pye. 6 years ago, we had one girls team in the club. We now have 9, ranging from under 8s to under 15s. We have over 20 coaches and over 100 players. The club is moving forward with the girls section, and we have huge interest. And obviously with the international scene has inspired a lot of young girls. We hope one day to have a women's section, which would be fantastic. And we just hope that many girls come down, enjoy the club, and make friends and enjoy the football. We've under eights, right up to under 15s. And we have a few girls in the DDSL representative teams. We have also a couple of girls training with Shamrock Rovers Emerging Talent. So we have very talented girls. We also have a lot of girls who are new to football, but they're really starting to enjoy it. And I said, I think the likes of Katie McCabe, seeing these people, seeing is believing, as we say, has really inspired girls to get involved in football.
Now the coaching director tells us about the structure, player development and community involvement.
My name is Carl Corcoran and I'm the director of coaching for the Academy Small-Sided Games and Girls section of Leicester Celtic. I started the role about 18 months ago, and one of the key things that I tried to introduce, Leicester Celtic, our community club, is with 56 teams, 38 of those teams fall within my remit. We tried to provide football for in a fun, friendly environment for kids to play football, enjoy football of all ages and abilities. One of my key ambitions, though, was can we be that community club but also have a team in the top age group, in top division in each age group? But that's a very, very challenging. One of our key focuses is player development, team development. It's not about winning at all costs, because ultimately winning is not necessarily a good indication of development, or it's not necessarily a good indication of coaching effectiveness. So how do we try and do that? We try to create an environment where coach education from the youngest age groups, from our academy, under 8s, 9s, 10s, structured training sessions, ensuring the kids get hundreds of touches on the ball in every training session, ball masteries, 1v1s, 2v2s, 2v1s, small overloads, 3v3s, a lot of small game-related games, practices that enable kids to make decisions for themselves. I like to call it nurturing talent through guided discovery. So it's asking open questions and, as I say, creating an environment where it's okay to make mistakes, where the kids learn to make mistakes for themselves. Coach education is my key focus this season. So I think before Christmas, since the season started in August, we've had 9 coach education sessions, and we're going to have another 9 in the second half of the season. So I think we've had 4 since Christmas, and there's another 4 or 5 to come. What these are these can be internal coach education sessions where we call upon the coaches that we have within the club. We've got a number of experienced coaches with UEFA C, UEFA B. We've got a pro licensed coach in Colly O'Neill in the club. We call on these coaches to put on coach to coaches sessions. It could be on, I do some for the academy or for the 5v5. We had one here the other night in relation to the coaching process, the coaching methodology, and the importance of decision making in football. We're an affiliate club of Shamrock Rovers, so the Shamrock Rovers Academy coaches come in and they can do various sessions for us based on specific game formats, whether it's 5v5, 7v7 or 9v9. We had another Shamrock Rovers session in pre-season about the importance of parents in football, the role of parents in football. So look, coach education is really, really important. The other side of coach education is actually going down the FAI coaching pathway. We have a fantastic relationship with our development officers, Thomas Morgan and Rory O'Hare. So we actually host FAI coach education courses here in the club. We've got a coaching festival here in June. And look, I can't emphasise enough the importance of coach education, and we encourage all our coaches to attend the internal sessions but also the external sessions with the FAI and to follow that coaching pathway. We've a thriving academy, around 200 kids. Girls section is going from strength to strength. We've 9 teams at the moment. One of our under 13 girls last year, who are now under 14, won the club's first ever silverware. It's not about trophies or anything like that, but it's fantastic to give the younger girls something to aspire to. We have a number of high potential players within the club that attend various emerging talent programmes in the DDSL with Shamrock Rovers Centre of Excellence. We have a number of girls up there, and we've got boys and girls in the National Academy. We've our under 13 Premier team at the moment will be going National League next year. We have a number of them attending training sessions and assessments with various National League clubs at the moment. I appointed a head of girls football, an assistant head of girls football in the last 12 months. We appointed a head of goalkeeping in the last couple of weeks. And finally, what I'm trying to do, or one of the key things I'm trying to do, is to build a platform for our coach education. educate our coaches with good knowledge of the game, so they understand the coaching process and they understand the functions, the four functions of the game, and ultimately that we'll have a number of key qualified coaches right across the club.
Now a young female player tells us about playing for Leicester Celtic.
Hello, my name's Ruby Hudson and I play for the under-13s team. I'm usually a striker and I really like football a lot because I have a lot of friends there and it's just really fun and exciting. And I also really love the team because it's really inclusive and I have a lot of good friends on my team. Everyone's really nice and it's just really nice to play here. It's a great atmosphere and I love coming here. I come here 2 days a week, on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Usually I have matches on Sundays. I really enjoy football a lot and I think it's one of my favourite sports. I watch some of the teams on TV and stuff, and I'm trying to aspire to be better like them and stuff, and I think they're really cool. So.
And finally, club chairman Gerry Whelan explains how, as if by magic, everything comes together on match days due to the assistance of volunteers.
You know something, when you're the chairman of a club like Leicester Celtic, which is quite big, and we've got like nearly over 1,000 members and registered players across all our teams. It's only when you get involved in a club like that, and when you get heavily involved, you realise the amount of work that goes on. You know, everything seems to run so smoothly. You come down here on a Saturday morning or a Sunday morning, the pitches are cut, they're marked, the shop is open, gear is done, fixtures are all sorted, refs, because we could have 30 games here over in a weekend. And that's all seems to happen. However, it doesn't just happen, because the most important thing is we've a huge amount of really, really good people who work behind the scenes. They're all volunteers, and they put so much time into the club. Our coaches, our volunteers, and our parents who, you know, bring players to and from matches, bring players to and from training, driving all over the place with their kids, and it's fantastic. The amount of activity in the club is just amazing, and we really appreciate the work that these people do.
I'm Dave Daly, and you've been listening to From the Sidelines on Radio Nova. If your club has a story to tell, email sidelines@nova.ie. Radio Nova, coming to a sideline near you soon.